Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another episode of How to Be Sound. My last episode featuring my sister was, irritatingly, the most popular episode of my podcast so far, and even managed to entice my parents, who have never listened to an episode of my podcast before, but did because the Golden Child was on. So I hope you're all proud of yourselves. Today's guest on How to Be Sound is Shauna Fitzgerald, personal trainer and former colleague of mine. Shauna, thank you so much for taking the time to come on How to Be Sound.
Thank you so much for asking me. I'm delighted to be a guest.
Tell me a bit about, this is what I always do at the start of my podcast, right? Tell me about what you remember about the first time we met. Do you remember?
Yeah, I actually do. Quillon. Your dog. So I had come into Lyft. I was running in to meet my sister and you were doing a session with Niamh at the time. And I didn't actually know who you were. And I walked in and I just seen this dog and I was like, what is going on here? And then Niamh was like, oh, this is Rosemary, Shauna. And Quillon started jumping on top of me and you're like, oh, she's fine. She's not going to bite you. She's grand. And I was like, who is this maniac? This is a gym. What is going on? But that was the first time I ever met you. And then when you left then, I was like, Niamh, what's this about? And then she filled me in. So yeah, you were working for Stella at the time, weren't you? And you were doing
Yeah. I was working for Stella magazine. And what were you doing at the time? So a little bit of background. Lyft Training Studios is the studio that Shauna works in. It belongs to her sister, Niamh Fitzgerald. And that's when I met Niamh when I first started getting into weightlifting. And then I worked at Lyft for a couple of months before my fickle brain changed its mind again. But Shauna, what were you doing before you started working at Lyft?
So before I was working in Lyft, I was working in a pharmacy. So that's what I thought I wanted to do. So I was in pharmacy for about 4 years before. And yeah, then the same thing as yourself, I just kind of started training with Niamh. And then I was like, oh, I realized I hate my job and wanted to try something else. And I was like, I don't want to sell paracetamol anymore. So yeah, and then I was like, oh, sure, look, let's just give it a go and see how things go. So yeah, pharmacy life before the gym life.
And so how long have you been working as a personal trainer now?
So it's actually 3 years now, which is mental.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is mental.
Yeah, because we were looking at that the other day. We were just updating the website. We were just scrolling through and like, you know, what we had put up on the website about ourselves and whatever. And he was like, oh, my God, you qualified in 2016. You start working straight away. So, yeah, 3 years. Mental.
Wow. It seems so much quicker. And tell me a bit about what is it about personal training, or I guess what is it about personal training or training at Lyft specifically? That made you think, because I think, I mean, maybe I'm assuming here, but I think like myself, you wouldn't necessarily have decided to become a trainer from training at FlyFit.
No. Yeah, it's a little bit different. And I think the main thing is the community at Lyft. I think that's what it was for me, the clients, because you don't really find, you know, sometimes I'm a trainer and I don't think I'd be able to have the confidence to go in to FlyFit and do a class or do a session, because I'd be constantly looking at the people around me who are there every single week and that's just their daily thing to do and that's what they're used to. Whereas with Lyft, it's comfortable, the atmosphere is nice, the environment is nice, you don't kind of feel, there's no mirrors, you don't kind of feel like anyone's watching you, you're just there for your own self and yeah, to have a bit of banter as well. And I think the community of Lyft was what done it for me. Obviously Niamh is my sister and she's the owner, but like it's the people that are there, that the clients that go to Lyft, that kind of make it a little bit differently and I suppose make it more comfortable to train and enjoy it as well.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but one of the biggest differences for me at Lyft versus somewhere like FlyFit or, you know, like I've been members of loads of different gyms, is that whatever class you do, the trainer knows your name.
Yes, 100%.
And like, for us, that's definitely, I mean, I think for you as well, but that's definitely been a challenge the odd day, like kind of whispering to someone and going, what's her name again over there? trying to remember who's who.
Exactly. Yeah, but that it makes such a difference. Like little things like that that we wouldn't even think of, that makes such a difference to the client. You know, for you to just go up to them and be like, hey, Rosemary, how are you? Like, how are you feeling today? Or, yeah, try this, give it a try. If it doesn't work, that's fine. As opposed to being like, you there trying to lift that bar. It makes it a different experience. Sorry.
It makes it much more personal. And I mean, on a related but different note, how do you find working with your sister? What's the age difference between you and Niamh again?
So Niamh is 12 years older than me. So
okay, so it's a big difference.
Big difference, yeah. Do you know what though? I think shockingly, it's actually fine. Like she is sound like to work with.
you have to say that now. Although I don't actually think she listens to my podcast insultingly.
I'll make her listen to this episode. But no, like she's not the worst. Like obviously there's days where we try to keep it professional. Obviously we're not going to be killing each other in front of anyone on the gym floor. You know Niamh, you know what I mean? You've worked with Niamh, you're friends with Niamh. You sometimes, when she comes in, you kind of know if something's after irritating her, if she's after been stuck in traffic or if she's after been, you know, if she's fasting that morning and she hasn't had something to eat yet, you know. But generally she's not in bad form. She lives in her own little bubble. I think you know that. You always see her little head bopping away and she's quite happy. She's quite happy. Like she's never really in a bad humor, so she makes it very easy to work with her. And I have to be honest, quite enjoyable to work with. If I'm honest, she's probably one of the easiest. She'll kill me for saying this because she hates being referred to a boss or a manager, but like, call a spade, she is my boss. So she is the best kind of boss that I have had. She's very understanding, which makes things a lot easier in the workplace, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really interesting because I mean, my sister is always coming up with new and exciting, I'm rolling my eyes. No, they are exciting, but like new and exciting business ideas. And for years and years, she's been trying to get me to agree to go into business with her. So she's like, why don't I set up this and you can do the marketing, or why don't I set up this and you can do the social media? And I'm always going, absolutely not, because I feel like our relationship is really, really good and has been really good for maybe 10 years. But before then, it was difficult. Like, it's difficult growing up with 100%. Any sibling and competing for time and attention. And I kind of don't want to risk going back to that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that 100%, because that is something that did come into our head. Like, not really Niamh more so, but because I'm the little sister, I think when you're the little sister, you nearly look for approval off your siblings a lot more.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know 100%. What I mean? And so for that was a big thing. Like, Niamh never doubted. She was like, oh, I think she's going to be great. Like, you know, I think it'll suit her and it's where she needs to be. But for me, I was like, oh my God, what if a client complains about me? Or what if I do something that she's like, no, this is not how we do things in Lyft. So you kind of, it's a balance. You're looking for approval from your sister, but then you're also looking for approval from your boss. Do you know what I mean? To kind of find that balance, it was tough, I say, for the first like year, maybe, just to kind of find my feet. But she never once made me feel that way. Or, you know, that's just yourself, I think, your own personal opinion. And you do kind of fear of that happening, that it will, you know, change your relationship or make your relationship deteriorate in any way. But no, for us it didn't. If anything, I actually think it's made us a little bit closer, because I know now that I can say something to her and she can just be like, she'd be very straight and honest with me, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And were you guys close growing up? Because the age, like a 12 year age gap is really big, so you'd be at obviously completely different phases in your lives, completely different schools.
I say my three sisters are like, this one's a pain in the ass, because there's me and then like the next youngest to me is 10 years, then Niamh 12, and then the eldest is 15. So there's a huge gap. But we actually were, but they were nearly like second mothers to me. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't, I found it very hard to look at them as sisters. I would look at them differently to the way my friends would look at their sisters, do you know, that way. So like a couple of my friends, they'd have sisters maybe 2, 3, I think the biggest gap would be 5 years, and they would look at, like, they would give out about their sisters and they'd be like, oh God, like she's irritating me or this or that, and they'd have fights and I'd be like, oh God, no, I could never, you know. I nearly looked at them like second mothers. But yeah, no, we were really close. Now I'd say they were like, oh, here's your one, because they'd want to be going out with their friends and I'd be like, can I come, thinking like that it was acceptable for me to tag along. But yeah, no, I was, we were very close growing up, like. Yeah.
But you know what? I think every younger sister has that, like wanting to hang out with their older sister. Mm-hmm. And with me, like there's six and a half years between us. So there's not that big an age gap. So you think that the odd time I could hang out with her. But no, older sisters never want to hang out with you. Like, no. You're just a pain in the arse.
Exactly, yeah. A big pain in the ass. And that's what I was growing up, I'd say. Probably still am now, because I'm like, oh, well, now I'm older. Let's go for a drink and let's do this. And they're like, you're still 12 years younger than me. But yeah, no, they're cool.
And so you mentioned that working together with Niamh, like, has made you realize that you can talk to her more than you could have. But like, do you spend, obviously because you spend so much time together in the gym now, do you spend time together outside or do you kind of try and get away from her?
Do you know what? Actually, that's gassy. You've asked that question because we went for breakfast last Friday and we were sitting there and we were just having coffee and she was like, we need to do this more because we do see each other. We've a lot of nieces and nephews. We've 7 nieces and nephews and 4 of them live in Ireland. And we try to always go up to like my other sister on a Sunday or, you know, we'll try to hang out maybe on a Saturday or a Friday afternoon and stuff. So we do still see each other, but it can be difficult. Niamh's very busy. She, you know, she coaches rugby and stuff as well. So she's very busy. So it's hard to get her on the weekends and she's a maniac. Like she loves jiu-jitsu on the weekends and stuff. So it's hard to catch her. But yeah, no, we do. We always try at least see each other on one day of the weekend just to chat about normal life and, you know,
fill in.
Like, you know, she always says that to me last week, like when we were having breakfast, she was like, I don't know what's going on your life, and it's gas because we see so much of each other, but you don't really, you know yourself, when you're in the gym your mind is elsewhere, you don't really be thinking about your personal life, you know. So it is something that we said we do need to get better at, so we are hoping to do that, maybe even just once a week, just going for coffee on our own and then spending time with the rest of the fam then. So yeah, no, we do try our hardest.
I guess it's a bit like, you know, if you're living with someone like a partner, you can see each other every day and every evening. If you're not actually making time to spend time with each other and to have conversations, you don't end up having that time and having those conversations because you're focused on something else or you're just not focused. You know, you're just doing your own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it is easy to get into the habit of that and just being like, oh, well, we see each other in work, so we don't really need to see each other, but we don't talk about personal, you know, life and work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And, you know, just even her asking me, so what's going on this week or what's going on that week and vice versa to me. So, yeah, it is something that we are getting better at. But it can be difficult, you know, yourself trying to fit everything in. But no, it is something that we are going to try and make more of an effort on.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's any kind of relationship, especially nowadays that it's so easy to Skype someone. It's so easy to WhatsApp someone that we often forget to have the important conversations or sit down and just have a chat with someone. So it's kind of an interesting byproduct of being so connected is that we lose those personal connections, 100%. I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
You mentioned there that Niamh also coaches rugby and that she does jiu-jitsu. What do you do in your spare time? Not to be like I'm interviewing you for a dating profile. What are your hobbies? What are the things you like to do?
Oh, God. Well, you see, this is the thing. I was never like the sporty one. I used to dance years ago. So, and that's something that I'm saying ages and getting back into. And one of my friends actually signed me up for a hip hop class. Best of luck to me. I'll probably like pass out within the first 20 seconds. Yeah. So spare time. Do you know what? I've got really into... I love now when I'm finishing the gym, I love putting in my AirPods and going on a walk and listening to podcasts. And I have got I was never really into podcasts, and I'm getting so into them now. I find them so relaxing, so like on the way here, I was listening to one and I was just breaking my heart laughing. And I'd say people beside me were like, what is wrong with her in her car? But yeah. I just needed something. So that's a big thing. I've got great at walking because I would never be, when you have a car, you don't walk.
Yeah,
you forget
yeah,
what it's like. So even if it's raining, I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to Sandymount Strand or I'm going to Bull Island and I'm just going to park the car and go on a walk. So that's a big thing. And then I've got back into swimming as well, which I really missed. I used to swim as a kid as well, so swimming as well. But other than that, just your regular, like their activities. But other than that, just, you know, hanging out with mates, the usual. I've been so bad the last while. I've been so, you know what it's like, Rosemary, doing PT when you're split shifts and stuff. It's so easy on the weekends to be like, oh God, I'm wrecked. I don't want to do anything. So,
Yeah.
I'm getting better at that. I've been socialising a good bit, which is good. So yeah, just getting myself out there, you know, and keeping up with friends, keeping up with chats, and then trying my hardest to, you know, remember to have some me time, whether it's going on a walk or like that, just diving into the pool and blocking everyone out for an hour, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I used to love swimming. One of the biggest problems for me is just washing and drying your hair.
Oh my God, I know.
Like, it just becomes such a headache, and it strikes me as one of the things that makes swimming as an activity a much easier hobby for men to have than women.
100%.
Or, you know, for people with short hair, whether you're male or female.
Yeah.
But it really, because it takes an extra hour then.
But it does, especially getting out of the pool, because I've got long hair. And when I get out, I'm like, oh my God, I have to dry this. Half the time I hop in the shower and then I'm like, that'll dry itself. It's fine. And just walk out, because if I'm there for it. And it's always so warm. What is the story with them changing rooms?
Oh my God, it's so warm. I remember I used to go swimming in the Markovic Centre, the Markovic Leisure Centre, which is just off Tara Street in Dublin. And sometimes they have these cubicles that you can change in. So you'd have a shower, you'd go into your cubicle, and I would sometimes just stand there naked for about 20 minutes trying to stop sweating.
Yeah.
You know, going like, I can't put my clothes on because I'm still soaking wet.
Yeah.
My towel is doing nothing.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable as well.
It's so uncomfortable.
So yeah, I love swimming. I'm so glad I've taken that back up.
What are some of your favourite podcasts?
Oh, well, obviously How to Be Sound.
Oh, listen, stop.
I'm only messing. Do you know what I've got into? I'd say, you know, the Good Glow? Georgia Crawford. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found her podcast really relatable. She was saying that, you know, she, God love her, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, days that you're feeling really, really crap and you're just like, I'm very much so when friends and family say to me, oh, I'm feeling crap. I hate being that person to turn around and say, yeah, but you know, you
could
have
be
your
worse.
Health. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
and it
yeah.
could be worse. No, just let the person have them days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when it's yourself, I do think that you kind of try and drag yourself out of that a little bit quicker. And I was listening to her one day, I was just in the car and I was listening to her podcast and I was like, I'm just going to pop it on here. And I was just, I found it very empowering on her behalf, just how she was and how she spoke about it, how confident she was to speak about her life and how she made these changes. And it just, it really, really helped me on days that I was feeling crap, being like, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, everyone feels crap sometimes. Do you know what I mean? So her podcast, I'm really enjoying. And then Darren O'Gary, the Laugh of Her Lives. Oh my God, that is hilarious. That's the one I was listening to on the way over. I was listening to the episode with Bressy and it was actually just, I was just cracked up for the whole time. But them two would be my top at the minute. I love Darren. I find her hilarious. I just laugh at her all day. So yeah, them two.
I love her blogger impression so much. I remember when she first did them and just being so, you know, there are certain talents that people have that I find, like people who are good at accents.
Yes.
I can't. I'm like, how do you do a good Russian accent? I don't know how that works.
No.
All of my accents end up being Jamaican.
Mm.
And then I'm like, her impressions were just like, it's such a talent.
Mm.
Like, obviously something you can't learn and that I can't even get my head around it. But you've started a podcast of your own. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've started a podcast. I only recorded the first episode there 2 weeks ago. And the next one is coming out this week. And it's called You're Well Able.
Which is one of your gym floor catchphrases. I have to say, like, you could be literally trying to lift a bar, sweat dripping into your eyeballs. And Sean would be going, you're well able. You're well able.
It's just something that
that's perfect.
It's just something that I've always said. Yeah. So it's called You're Well Able. But the thing that I've When people were asking me about it, I remember like one of the girls, when I spoke to the girls about, oh God, I'm going to do this and we'll see how it goes. And I was really excited about doing it. But I think people think that I'm only talking about it from a gym environment, you know, from being a trainer saying you're well liked. But no, like it's, I'm getting all different types of people on like to talk. Yeah, obviously relate to their fitness journeys, but not only that, because I think when people think of fitness, they just think about being in the gym, but it's not that. It's like your mental health comes into it hugely, yeah, massively. And that was one of the things that I did want to cover as well, is just whether it be that you get up and you make yourself a cup of tea, do you know what I mean? Or you go into the gym and you smash a session for 2 hours, or you just like that cope with that day, whatever is going on in your life, you know what I mean? It's not just about being in a gym environment and, you know, burning the calories or getting your strength or, you know, hitting a PB. It's relatable to all matters of life, because, you know, your mental health is obviously a huge part of your fitness. And I think once your mind is in a good space, it really becomes easier physically to get there, you know, that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, talking to people about their fitness journeys is so interesting, because you end up covering so many different things, from grief and loss. Like I started going to the gym because somebody in my family died and I couldn't cope with it. I needed something to focus my mind, or somebody's going through a breakup, or somebody's been injured and is trying to recuperate, or somebody, you know, has never trained before and suddenly goes, I really want to feel like my body is capable. And you get into so many different facets of life, I think, through the physical body, because there's so much about your body that feeds directly into, you know, even your kind of gut health feeding directly into your brain. All 100%. These different things are so related.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I do think that that's something that comes up. And it's only when I actually spoke to people about why I was doing it that they were like, oh yeah, I just thought you'd be talking about it in the gym environment. And I was like, no, because it doesn't even, half the time you might not even, you know, relate back to the gym. It might be like you said, someone's like, oh, I decided to take up walking, or I decided to just get out for an hour because I lost a close member of family, or I lost, you know, even a dog, or, you know, they
your
might
dog,
be grieving.
Yeah,
your dog is a big thing. And then you might have someone who like that has gone through a breakup, and being on both ends of those experiences in the last few years, I found fitness and I found just a gym for me really helped. Just a distraction more so. And there's nothing, I don't want to sound like this typical trainer being like, you feel stronger, but you actually do. When you do a workout and you've accomplished it and you've finished it and you feel, oh God, like I didn't think I was going to be able to do that because I've spent the last like 2 hours crying and I probably haven't eaten in the last, you know, if you're going through something, you know, traumatic at the time. The last thing you want to do is think about going to a gym, but it's just getting them little steps going, trying it. And if you want to leave halfway through, then that's fine as well. But it's just trying, being around other people, you know, setting yourself a little goal, whether it's to do like 3 reps and then take a seat, that's fine. But it's just, that really helped me, just going in and being like, yeah, and I felt a lot stronger. And once I felt stronger in the gym, then I was able to be like, yeah, if I can do this, you know, your mind.
Yeah, then
I
can do this.
Yeah, you know, that way it does, it really helps.
And you know what the thing is as well, like I used to tell myself that too. I'd be like, just get out of bed, you can go back to bed in an hour. Mm-hmm. Just go to the gym, you can leave halfway through. You never go back to getting to bed in an hour. You never leave halfway through.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like once you're there, like I used to do Weight Watchers with this, and I'm not at all recommending Weight Watchers, but I used to do Weight Watchers with this leader, and her name was Mary, and myself and my two friends used to go together, and we quote Mary all the time now. She had so many good lines. One of her whole things was that you never regret a walk.
Yeah.
And she'd
true.
Always be like, just get up and go for a walk. You never regret a walk. Like even if it's lash and rain, you come home and you're soaked, but you're still like, oh, that was grand. Yeah. You know, like I'll be dry in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Shauna, last thing, where can people get in touch with you if they want to follow you online, if they want to come to Lyft?
Yeah.
What are your socials?
So, yeah, you can catch me on Instagram. It's just Shauna.FitzPT. And then on through Lyft, you can get us, my email is Shauna@LyftTrainingStudios.ie. And our handle for Lyft is LyftDublin7. And all of our Instagram handles are on that as well. My podcast as well is called You're Well Able. So if anyone wants to catch me there, my information is there as well. And it's on Spotify, SoundCloud, and iTunes as well. So yeah.
Okay, and I will leave links to all of these things in the show notes. Shauna, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me, and I hopefully will see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks so much for asking me on, Rosemary. It was great.
And thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of How to Be Sound. If you want to follow me, you can do so at Rosemary McCabe with an A in my Mac on nearly everything. You can check out my website, rosemarymccabe.com, although it's very sporadically updated. And you can read all of my writing and help support the podcast at patreon.com/rosemarymccabe, where for as little as $1 a month, you can support the work that I do and read a whole load of my writing that's exclusive to patrons. And thank you, of course, to my incredible producer, Liam Geraghty, whose own podcast, Meet Your Maker, you'll find on all good podcast platforms and at meetyourmaker.ie. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.